Studio 360.
If you want to make gore that is really convincing, you may need prosthetic limbs and makeup and buckets of artificial blood. Our producer Matt Kavnar went out to Western Pennsylvania to find out how the industry's best create those illusions of impaling and dismembering. Here's that story.
Romero called me and said, start thinking of ways to kill people. You know, we're going to do a sequel to Night of the Living Dead called Dawn of the Dead. And that was it. The 80s came, and I was the king of splatter, the wizard of gore, you know, all those names they called me.
That's Tom Savini.
And that the rest is history.
The special effects master who put actors through the meat grinder in slasher flicks from Friday the 13th to The Prowler. He got his start with horror director George Romero, and then made his name as the guy to call if you need a pitchfork stuck through somebody, or an arrow, or whatever.
I was always partial to the arrow coming through Kevin Bacon's chest. It was in one of the Friday the 13th. As a kid, watching that and just seeing that come from behind his chest was just amazing.
Kevin Fears, that's his real name, is the director of marketing at the Tom Savini Special Makeup Effects Program. The school is Tom's baby. He wanted to pass on his trade and, as a Pittsburgh native, he wanted to stay local. And Manassas, just half an hour south of Pittsburgh.
It's a 16-month program. It's a degree program. It's an associate degree. I mean, we have a lot of successful students who are working in movies and shops and things like that out in L.A. and Hollywood. But we do have students working in medical prosthetics, students working in the toy industry.
The students are all rabid horror buffs.
Favorite Savini effects.
They have favorite Savini effects the way most kids have favorite bands.
Probably in Dawn of the Dead when the zombie jumps on the box and gets the top of his head cut off by the helicopter.
Jen, a new freshman, came from Nebraska to attend Savini.
I guess I would capture bugs and dissect them. I wanted to know how things work, and I wanted to know how to recreate them. Not so much, like, mechanically, but just, like, appearance-wise. Like, you know, aesthetically, I just want to know how they work. Human nature, you want to know about that sort of thing anyways. And some people are like, ooh, that's disgusting. And then some people can look beyond the disgusting, and so.
Jen dresses mostly in black. Pretty much every student here does. Remember those kids who'd sit at the back of the classroom? At Savini, they're fighting to sit at the front.
I can see this on the internet. Don't go to Tom Savini's school, man. He whips people.
On the second day of class, Savini gives an orientation speech to the new students. He tells really gross stories and explains the finer points of cutting people to bits.
We just cut the whole section of his chest away, and it's the same way we did the cockroaches coming out of E.G. Marshall. But as soon as those roaches hit the floor, this is, of course, when the body gets cut in half by the pendulum.
This man is living the dream.
Well, in my first effects job, I was 14. I saw in the newspaper, live on stage, Hollywood monsters, you know. And they would pick Dracula from the audience, a kid in the audience, you know. And I made sure they picked me as Dracula. I had my own makeup kit at the time. I could see the audience looking at the stage, and I was in a side entrance with the cape over my face. So just before I was ready to come on, I sneaked out and got real low on the floor, and it was time for me to appear. I jumped up in front of the crowd, and you could see them push back in their seats. They were so afraid. Well, that was it. I became part of the group, and they took me with them now to all the movie theaters, and they paid me in chocolate milkshakes, okay, and silver dollars.
The kids eat this stuff up like blood pudding.
It's really cool because you're like, first you're starstruck, and then he talks, and you're like, this is Tom. He's just like, he's like one of us.
But Tom is not one of them. He's not a 20-something reared on slasher flicks.
My stuff was very realistic. And I think that comes from having been a combat photographer in Vietnam. I saw the real stuff. I saw real gore. But to me, behind my camera, because, you know, I was a still photographer, there was a safety behind the camera, and I treated it all like special effects. So if I saw something horrible, in my instant reflex was to study it, to imagine what I would have to do to create it with materials that aren't flesh and blood, you know. So if I didn't get the same feeling when I create the fake stuff that I got when I saw the real stuff, the fake stuff wasn't real enough.
You could look at Tom's career as one long replay of the horrors he witnessed at war. Maybe it's easier for him to get a handle on them if he's in control, recreating what he saw. But even if it's for therapy purposes, you can't chop off heads forever.
I am an adjective. The Savini-like effect, you know, I see that all the time in reviews.
You know, Savini doesn't really do so much makeup for films anymore. He refers a lot of his work to his students.
Lloyd Kaufman runs the Troma Studio. Lloyd is the king of horror pulp movies in America. He needs people who know how to make people bleed.
Poultrygeist, I know we had two or three graduates of Tom Savini's school who worked on Poultrygeist, without a doubt. And in fact, some of the best chicken zombie makeup was applied by Savini graduates.
People think of movies as glamorous, pretty faces and big budgets in Hollywood. But effects work is dirty, blue-collar stuff done by self-styled outsiders.
I think Tom Savini and I both champion the underdog. There are very talented, brilliant young people whose only downside is they are the Van Goghs of today.
But what's the good of ripping someone's leg off if you can't brag about it? Every year, around Halloween, the students design and work at Tom Savini's Terror Mania, a local haunted house that's like an open studio, if all the artists were Francis Bacon. But the ultimate surprise might have been the appearance of one of the attraction's final monsters.
Tom himself, from Dusk Till Dawn costume, too, as Sex Machine.
Sex Machine is the vampire Tom played in the Tarantino film From Dusk Till Dawn.
He fooled me, and I know Tom. I thought it was Tom. And you know, I got a little close, like, oh, wait. But it was very good. It just got me. He got me good.
If imitation is the highest form of flattery, Tom Savini couldn't ask for more than this. His students have locked his doppelganger inside Terror Mania to scare the hell out of people every night, which is probably, for Tom, something like a little vision of heaven.
Matt Kavnar brought us that story. You can see some excellent work by Tom Savini's students at studio360.org.